League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation. Hey. Today we have an exciting show dishing all the latest in sweet and salty celebrity and entertainment news. Now most of us are checking in from home, so let's say hey to our family in Atlanta. Gary, Portia, Brett, and Ed Craig. Hey y'all.
Hey.
What's up?
I'm
feeling the love. Also over here in LA, we have Chewy checking in from his casa.
Hey.
And Heidi and Frank from the studio. Hey, y'all. Hey, everybody.
What's up, family?
Hey, what's up, Heidi?
We're good. We're all good. Happy to be here. We got a lot to talk about. So later in the show, did Andy Cohen post a racy photo of Anderson Cooper that really upset Anderson? So we've got that because that was without his permission. And today we are celebrating a worldwide holiday. Yes, it's the birth of a superstar,
yes.
A legend.
Yes.
Oh, yes. We're going to get into that later. But first, Frank, what you got going on?
Well, our friend Andrew Freund sits down with Hilary Swank and talks with the cast of the new series Away. You will not want to miss that. But Headcrack, what you starting with?
Oh, check this out. So Clark Peters is regretting his perception of his Defy Bloods co-star Chadwick Boseman. You know, for those who don't remember, he passed away recently. And during an interview, the actor got a bit emotional as he expressed regret for passing judgment on a late actor on the set. Man. Check it out.
He's got a makeup lady who's massaging his feet. His girlfriend is there holding his hand. And I'm thinking, you know, well, maybe the Black Panther thing went to his head. But now I have to... I regret even having those thoughts because they were really looking after him.
Woo! That was hard to watch. That was hard.
You just never know what people are going
through.
Don't.
Thank
That's
you.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, now, Chewy, do you think he, like, you know, did the right thing by, you know, stepping up and speaking out about it? Because how do you not say anything? No one would have ever known. So he's pretty vulnerable in that space.
Yeah, man. This is a perfect example, like you said, of not judging a book and not knowing what other people are going through. You have no idea what the person next to you is going through. Never judge a book. This man was battling cancer, y'all, while on set. So that's why he had all these people attending to him. But you know what? I got to give it up to him because it shows major growth to man up and admit this in an interview just days after the passing of Chadwick.
Yeah, you have to come to terms with that stuff. Like, for me, hindsight would be, like, I used to ask women all the time, like, when are you going to have a baby? Or, you know, do you want to have children? Or are you pregnant? And, you know, once I got older and had my own fertility issues, I then realized how insensitive that was when I used to do that. And I did beat myself
so
up for a while.
Yeah.
So it is good to beat yourself up a little.
But I think some things are just a human nature. You got to know your heart and the intention in which you said. Somebody asked me yesterday, are you having twins? Hey, I could take it two ways. Either Sherry, get your butt.
Shepherd, shut up.
Well, that's insensitive. Your heart. Okay, guys, moving on. Miley Cyrus says, men think she is a cold-hearted bitch. The singer came in like a wrecking ball in a recent interview on the Call Joe Rogan Experience podcast and spoke about how she felt really villainized during her public divorce from Liam Hemsworth and kept it all the way real on how she deals with breakups. Take a look at this.
I think men in my life have told me that I'm cold bitch because I leave when things are done. I was actually going to say,
well, maybe
you know,
you've been dating bitches.
I'm really into a lot of freaky things, but I don't dead guys, and when it's over, and you're dead to me, and we move on.
Wow.
You know, so that's how I feel about it.
Ooh, ooh.
Tell us how you really feel, Miss Miley.
Heidi.
Yes, ma'am.
Should you be real cold to move on from a breakup like that?
Well, listen, I will say this. I don't view my exes as dead, but I am the same way. I've never circled back when I'm broken up. I've never met for coffee or maybe reached out through an email or a text like, we're done, we're done.
Yeah,
and it might take a while to get you out, but once you're out with me, you're out.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I do feel the way she does. Like, I've never circled back and had sex with an ex or circled back. back and we're kind of friends now.
You know, I circled back and had sex with your ex.
What?
Well, listen, y'all, if any of y'all ex-lovers, y'all could use just one word to describe your mood, your personality during or after a breakup, what would it be, y'all? Just one word.
Liberated.
Happy.
Passive.
Say drunk. Brutal. Brutal for me.
Oh, liberated.
That's right. Okay, y'all. Today is a worldwide holiday. You know what day it is today?
What?
It's Bay Day. Yes, indeedy, people. It's a global celebration for the one and only Beyoncé Knows Carter, a.k.a. Queen Bee's birthday. And you know we all love us some bae here on Dish, honey.
Yes, yes, we do.
Okay, Virgo season, we see you, baby.
Okay. So bae is turning 39 today, and to honor the queen, I figure we have to do something special, because it's not every year you turn 39. Such a special age, darling. Yes.
It's not a birthday celebration around here. Until you have a cake, and I think since we're celebrating Beyonce's 39th birthday, Yay! We should probably have some sort of fabulous Beyonce birthday cake.
You got a cake on you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have cakes on me. let's bring in the Beyonce birthday cake.
Oh, we're like serious Beyonce super fans, y'all. We got a whole cake for her, and she better tweet us.
Oh, look at there. There you go. Isn't that beautiful cake?
That's not beautiful cake. Look at that. What do you think, Beyonce?
Yes, Beyonce.
Listen, guys. Now, I know Beyonce is at home, and she's loving the cake that we have for her, but we also have another surprise for Beyonce. We have a highlight reel of Beyonce's favorite moments, so take a look.
Finally, some comedy on this show.
Chewy juice! Chewy juice! Chewy juice! Chewy juice! Chewy juice!
I knew we had a lot in common, Brad. I'll take that lie to you.
Secretions magnifique. Smell my finger.
No.
Let it do what it wants to do. It has to find itself.
Yeah, feel so sexy.
All right, Mies, you better throw it, honey.
Yeah, I feel sexy.
That's Beyonce's tribute video.
Now, you know we love some Beyonce, Frank, but we love you even more. And, of course, today we are surprising and celebrating you because
I want you to know that right now, at this very moment, Beyonce is having this exact same experience.
She's getting the same cake.
She's getting the same cake.
Beyonce Frank cake.
We sent it to her, too. Jay-Z's going to film it.
Exactly. We're going to play that tomorrow.
No, thank you so much. It's been an absolute blessing being on Dish Nation for the past, eight seasons and working with so many talented people. And, you know, even the hosts are good. You are the best. You are my family, and I appreciate everything you guys have done for me. You made my life, fabulous.
Happy birthday!
This nation is my happy place.
Yay!
Thank you, and the fans are my family. So let's celebrate 50 more, okay?
Yes.
Honey is in hot water, baby, with one of his best buds, Anderson Cooper. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, it looks like Andy Cohen was bored in the house. He was in the house bored.
Okay.
So he decided. Thank you.
Andy Cohen bored.
Good job, Heidi.
So he decided he would poke fun at his old pal, Anderson Cooper. And this is what he did. Andy posted two throwback, thirsty throwback pictures of Anderson on his IG and captioned it, "Well, it's 2020. I'm sitting on my deck, so I figured I'd just post without asking and piss him off." Well, it seemed to work because Andy later confirmed that Anderson was, in fact, very much pissed off about these photos. And I'm going to call BS on that. If I look like that or any guy look like that, I don't think any guy's all upset about, "You posted those of me, but I look amazing."
But you're always your biggest critic. Maybe he has some, unwanted chest stubble because he didn't shave that morning.
Oh. Sherry, do you honestly think that Anderson would be mad at Andy if the pics look this good.
I think the pics look great, but what he might be upset with at Andy Cohen, because I go through this with Niecy Nash posting pictures that she doesn't approve of. You know, Anderson Cooper might like those filters. Because everybody wants those filters and they want the little hearts flying around. So maybe because he is.
That's true.
And I can't speak for white people, but I'm just saying he a little white on these pictures.
You say you're the bad friend to Niecy Nash. Does anybody else have bad friends here that would deliberately post a bad photo of you?
I'm not that friend, but I could totally see Frank posting something that you don't want posted. Frank, would you do that? You would totally do that,
would
right?
Would you do that, Frank?
I would totally do it. I've been warned. I mean, everybody around here knows you cannot post a picture of Heidi without pre-approval. I actually got the new Dish Nation, how we all did our photo shoot. It's like a whole new Dish Nation, promo. And it's like, all right, everybody needs to approve their individual photo, and nobody better post until we get everybody's approval. It's like, that's the world we live in now.
I remember that the first time I took a picture with you guys, Heidi goes, let me fix it up, and then I'll send it to you.
I'll send it to you. Let me fix that up.
And I'm like, but Heidi...
I got you, girl.
Well, it looks like Cannonball host Mike Mizanin, also known by his professional wrestling name, The Miz. He's taken family planning to a whole other level. Mike said that he and his wife are taking certain steps to make sure no matter what happens in life, they can still have a third child. So Mike told reporters that he and his wife visited a sperm bank to make sure that if anything ever happens to him, his swimmers can still help produce another baby. He said they even discussed him getting a vasectomy.
What does he think is going to happen to his sperm? I don't understand. What is he, because he's a wrestler?
No, if something happens to him, his sperm is still alive someplace.
She can still have a baby if anything, God forbid, happens to him. She can go to the sperm bank and get a sperm. And
That's ego. That's pretty egotistical. Like,
you
I better save these.
Well, aren't you freezing eggs?
I'm not freezing eggs. You can't freeze scrambled eggs.
Heidi, only your brain eggs is don't scrambled. Travel. Your eggs are fine, Heidi. But I agree with you, Heidi, that it's a little egotistical because if something happened to you, how do you know your wife wants to have another baby that's yours? Like, what if she gets with somebody else?
She might meet somebody.
How do you know she wants your sperm? Mm-hmm. Would you freeze your sperm, Chewy, to live on?
Absolutely. I totally would. Yeah, I would freeze them. Absolutely. If I wanted to have kids, totally.
Well, I got a freezer right here, Chewy. If you, I got you.
Oh,
damn.
I know.
Is freezer code for something else?
The only time I heard of anybody freezing sperm, it was Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper making margaritas.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. Wow. All right.
Hello. Oh, come on. That was funny. That's right there. We just talked about those guys. I mean, come on. They're friends.
Anytime I'm around them, I'm not ordering a blended. I'm going, no, I want it on the rock.
When they say with or without salt, say without.
Put a little salt on the rim is what I say. Up next, Andrew Freund chats with Hillary Swank and the rest of the cast of her new series, Away. Be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. As you can see, I am on the red planet. That's right, I am in Mars, getting ready to sit down with Hillary Swank and the cast of the new Netflix series, Away.
The only thing I've ever known for sure in my life is that I wanted to be on the first mission to Mars.
I'll be right back.
Hillary Swank, the stress level that you have caused me, the past watching this show, I cannot even, I'm like, I want to give you like a big, reach in and give you a big hug.
Oh, here.
Obviously my first question for you two is would you go? If the stakes weren't as high, could you conceivably see yourself going?
I could definitely go to the moon. Like, that's the amount of time that I would sacrifice, and I'm a huge adventurer, and I wanted to be an astronaut before I wanted to be an actor, so yes. But all the way to Mars, 3 years, a little too much for me.
And Hillary, okay, let's say we were all gonna go to Mars, we're taking it, and what creature comforts would you need on Mars? Like, would you need a certain restaurant, some stores? Like, what would you need up there?
I would need my dogs. That's pretty much it. That's my creatures of comfort. And if I could, it's the second would be my parent. Oh, and I shouldn't forget my husband.
And
Obviously, your dog.
Wait, is that your parrot? Am I hearing your? That's your parrot.
Yeah, that's my parrot. All the way in the other part of the house too.
And Vivian, okay, let's say you were gonna go to Mars. What kind of creature comforts would you need on Mars? Like, would you need certain restaurants or stores? Like, what are some of your favorite things that you would need to have on Mars to make you feel comfortable?
Chinese restaurant? Chinese food?
Okay, just Chinese, but Vivian, Chinese from China or Chinese American? Because it's two different things.
No, Chinese, authentic Chinese food. Uh-huh. In particular, xiaolongbao and green leaflet veggies. Yes.
Okay, Mark, what would you need?
Netflix.
You're already getting the check. The check's in the mail, Mark. What else? Talitha, now I understand your nickname is Teacup. And on our show, we like to spill a little tea. So in your life, do you like to get the tea or do you like to spill the tea?
I would like to avoid all of it, basically. Not a big drama person. Both my sisters are very dramatic. They're drama queens. And somehow I always get deeply involved. I guess I would rather get the tea. I'd rather hear about it than be directly involved.
How is it I have no idea what you guys are talking about? Okay, so you're called Little Tea?
Yeah.
No, I'm not really called Teacup anymore. That was like a nickname a while ago that I squashed. Thank you for bringing it back up. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry. Thank you guys so much. I freaking love the show. It was such a roller coaster. It was awesome.
Thank you.
Mom, I love you. Why did you have to do this?
We will return home.
You're my reason. My reason to hold on tight.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, so we are all familiar with Destiny's Child. It was one of the hottest, most successful girl groups of all time, right?
Of course.
Yes.
Well, LaToya Luckett, who was one of the original members of the group, opened up on Instagram about what she went through right after leaving the group back in the day. Take a listen.
I slept in a car in L.A.
Wow.
While I was making my first album. Not a lot of nights, but a few.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I was staying in hotels, couldn't really afford anything else. So I was like drinking a gallon of water and buying the microwavable oodles and noodles. And I was like cooking them on the coffee pot in the hotel. I can't believe I'm crying.
Oh, my God.
And then I went out for a role, my first role ever, which was Preacher's Kid, and I got it.
Wow.
And that's what got me out of that hotel.
You never know what people are going through, y'all. You never know.
You literally never know, and they could be going through it right in your face. Now, Brad, I know that you have a good relationship with LaToya. You're pretty close. Like, what does it feel like to hear that she struggled like that?
I mean, we've all been through a lot of stuff, but I hate to hear this about her. Like, I wish I knew her better then, because she's an amazing person and a really, really good friend. Like, she's loyal. You know, she's very loving, and she's everything.
Have any of you ever slept in your car? Because I know I have, and it was for a couple months.
Really?
When I moved back to L.A., to pursue my radio career even further. Yeah, I slept in my car for a number of months in Burbank.
I mean, I've never slept in my car, but I've had sex in the car, but we didn't go to sleep. But I don't know about sleeping in the car.
No, we like
I could not have sex in my car.
To move around.
Well, honey, it was the back seat, boo.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.